I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're on Team Human. This is a preview of this week's bonus content, a special salon we held in the Team Human Audio Lounge with recent guest Jeremy Lent and our community of subscribers. Team Human patrons who missed the event or just want to hear it again can listen to the whole thing on Patreon or by subscribing to the Team Human team feed. You too can become a member of Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. On a certain level, all of the scientific backing that we can get from David Bohm to fractal theory to all this great, juicy, interesting stuff is just to get you to the edge of the diving board. And then it's like none of that stuff, I mean, it matters in terms of making medicine or building bridges, but none of it really matters in terms of supporting the courage required to live in a way that's consonant with our sustainable survival. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I think that it's so true, and it also works in the other way. As we know, there are these social psychology studies that show that if you're trying to persuade people about the truth of climate change or whatever, that actually when people are resistant to these ideas, the people who are actually the best educated are the ones who are most resistant, because you know they use their left hemisphere sort of ways of making sense of things to then come up with the most complex counterarguments just to reinforce their own beliefs. So I think that I love what you're saying. It gets you to the edge of the diving board, but the diving itself is about connecting with this deep sense in each person's own heart of what really feels right. And that actually, on the one hand, it seems a little frustrating. Well, how do you get people to get to that place? On the other hand, I think that's the secret weapon that is there for Team Human, basically, which is that humans actually do have in their heart, every one of us has this desire for a connection, this desire to feel a sense of well-being, a desire to be part of community, a desire to see a living, beautiful earth out there rather than this horrendous, wasteland. And that's what humans want, because we're born as moral creatures. So it's almost like this system that is destroying life and human well-being right now, it has to basically fight against every human being's instinct each time they're born. And what we have is, and the secret weapon then is to get people to just look inside themselves, to actually feel their own sense that has been covered over by their conditioning, by their society, and reconnect with it.
And then I wonder sometimes what's the best way to do that? I mean, obviously there's many ways to do that, but part of me feels that it may, given how connected we are,
given we're part of one great super field of consciousness and being and all that, and, you know, my positrons are turning left while yours are turning right, whatever it is we're talking about, you know, connected and whole, that maybe the only thing we really need to do, that we're required to do, is just move through life in a way that's consistent with the moral values that we're talking about. It's the way you interact with each and every person and thing.
Yes.
And that is better, not better, it's a different, that's certainly as important and maybe even more impactful than getting a show on Netflix that shows people what climate change is and who to write to and how to change Congress. And do you know what I mean? Your performance of life, your affect, your comportment is the single most impactful thing that you can bring to the table. Because, you know, everyone always talks, so they have the insight and they say, oh, I'm going to build a new blockchain-based social network that's right. going to bring everyone. And it's like, we're already in the ultimate social network. Do you know what I mean? We're already
I do. I love what you're saying, Douglas. I think that it's just so, so true. And, you know, what comes to my mind when you're saying that is this beautiful phrase that like the systems theorist Otto Scharmer talks about. And he talks about this notion of to live into the emerging future. And it's a little bit like, at least the way I interpret that statement, is it kind of along the lines of what you're saying, is to feel into what we actually need for humanity to truly flourish on a regenerated Earth, to actually feel that connection at all these deep fractal layers of being, whether it's just the way in which we act to another person in the streets, to a loved one, and within our community, and how we engage in every element of life, and actually go, this is how I think we should live, and I'm going to live that way. I'm going to live as though the future already is this place of connectivity and flourishing. And when we start to do that, I do think that is infectious. And I do think in this kind of web of meaning, it's the ways in which we relate that actually are more important than anything.
That's your sneak peek of our Team Human Salon with Jeremy Lent. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as other conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Pekar, Terrence McKenna, Joanna Harcourt-Smith, Paul Krasner, you can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to full access to this bonus content, you'll also be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and more Team Human online audio salons like this one. See you soon.